Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right, you're about to hear the recipe for the greatest cranberry sauce ever.
Awesome.
Dave from Riverview Bistro. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody?
Good, thank you. Can you talk into the mouthpiece, please?
Oh, he's hidden.
Is that better?
A little bit.
He's under the blankets right now. It's a secret recipe.
That's right.
He's hiding in the vault. Something wrong on my phone.
It's okay. Get out of the closet.
I think you sound a little bit better now.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
not really. Working. Wait, what kind of phone do you have?
I have a, it's called a Sonim. I don't even own a smartphone.
A Sonim?
Yeah. It's a, yeah. It's
do you have that earpiece in?
Phone.
I see at the restaurant. You have
no,
the earpiece.
No earpiece.
Oh, wow.
No earpiece.
Wow. Where's that mouthpiece?
You don't want to know.
Want me to try and call back? Maybe it's a bad connection?
I don't know.
Well, that's more mystique.
How long is the recipe? If it's a sentence, let's do it.
Cornstarch, water, and so-and-so, yeah.
I need a better connection. It sounds like you have a paper bag over the phone.
Right.
Or your head.
Well, for safety.
Right. Oh, or you have a bucket on your head.
A mask.
It's muffled.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Well,
not quite sure.
Let's try speaker.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Look at you.
We're on speaker.
Okay.
All right, so we'll go with speaker.
Oh, boy.
It's like a duck in the background.
What is that?
I think it's us coming through the phone.
It sounds like Charlie Brown's parents.
This is way better than the recipe, I'll tell you that.
Drunk ducks behind him. It's like, tell me something good, my chuck a guy. Tell me something good. That's awesome.
Okay.
This one's going to pierce over here. That sounds like a bad version of Convoy by C.W. McCall.
It's like he's getting yelled at by Donald Duck.
Yeah, foul mood back there.
Yeah.
Are we better now?
It's Donald Duck's recipe, and he doesn't want it out.
Is it better now?
Yeah, we're back.
Yep.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear his recipe now.
We can do this now.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, so Phil is actually correct. It's the combination of cranberries, water, and sugar is the base of it all. Essentially, you're looking at one cup of sugar, one cup of water, to a 12-ounce bag, which is typically how you would buy it in a grocery store, and that's your base. Now, the first key is the cranberry you buy. You got to use Ocean Spray. They're the best. Makes all the difference in the world.
Brought to you by Ocean Spray.
Yep. So the next key is not just water. You can add any kind of liquid you want. So what we do is we make a blending of fruit juices.
Oh, nice.
And that is where that's where one of the big difference comes in. So we use fresh squeezed citruses, limes, lemons, oranges. Then we use pineapple juice.
Wow.
And then they put it in the coconut, drink it all up.
The oranges, that sounds great.
They put the lime in the cranberry sauce.
So that changes the essence of the obviously, because you're not dealing with just a water base, you have more juices and more flavors that you're adding to it, which are also, the citrus adds a little different acidity to it, and things like orange juice and pineapple also add a little bit of different level of sugar to it. So that's where you come in. Then you cook it until the berries pop. Once they pop, there's two ways you can do it. You can leave it whole and chunky, which Ashley can't stand.
No,
with those teeth natural
blend
here.
It a little.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can blend it a little. Once you blend it, you take away those big chunks that you're talking about. And that's how you actually becomes a sauce, of course, because if you're just pouring a bunch of chunks on there, it's really not so much a sauce. Then you might as well just use a can and slice it.
Right.
So that's where it really comes into play is the additive of the juices. That changes everything.
All right, nice. We'll post this, Donald Duck and all.
Yeah.
on our podcast today. So if you're interested in this and you can't write it down, it'll be there for you. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
We have a guy who has seen it all in the studio. Dr. Peter Jacoby, Medical Director of the Wound Center at St. Mary's Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, Wound Center says it all. it's like a MASH unit, you know? Yeah. Wound Center. These are folks who wounded themselves.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I got a cold, I got a fever over here. No, you hurt yourself.
Right. Is that the new name for the emergency room?
No, it really isn't. We actually do a chronic wound center as well.
Do you have like a wall of like, you know, like greatest hits?
Like so, shot or stabbed or?
No, those are what we see in the emergency department.
Okay. Yeah, no.
But in the wound center, we are seeing chronic wounds. You know, the diabetic chronic wounds.
Okay.
Patients who have lots of lower extremity problems.
Oh, like, gotcha. You know, like the shampoo bottle that slipped?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like that.
Right. I'm sorry, you can fall, but you're not going to land on that way.
I'm sure you've heard that before, right?
Yes, I have.
You slipped in the shower.
Yep.
That's a...
Yeah, the Prell bottle especially, right, with the little bumps on the sides? Yes.
What else are you going to say, really?
Yeah, really.
Like, there is no other way.
I like to clean deep.
Too deep. That's too deep.
Right.
Other than I got my wife really mad at me.
Right.
I don't
exactly.
know, something of that nature.
She said if I came home late one more time, boom. Exactly right. There's the remote. Yeah.
There's a story over here that I see that you sent us about a woman who, and this ties into Thanksgiving.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Woman in her breast.
So... This was a long time ago.
Last week.
And my nurse manager said, you cannot laugh when you go in the room. I said, I promise you I won't laugh. I don't laugh.
You don't seem like the type.
Yeah, I wouldn't promise anything. I'd be like, let's see what happens first.
But I have to tell you, when you say that to me, I'm already...
Yeah, now you're set.
Intrigued.
You're ready to laugh.
I'm ready to laugh.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I walk in the room and I say, so what happened? And she said, well, I burnt my breast. And I'm thinking she dropped a cigarette on herself or something like that. I said, well, okay, well, how did it happen? And she said, well, I was cooking breakfast, and it fell out of my nightgown and landed on the stove.
Oh.
And she starts laughing, and now I start laughing.
Now, did she have, like, was it electric stove, like round circles?
It was an electric stove. I said,
like a Target ad.
Yeah, now it's a Target.
I got to tell you, I felt pain for her. I was in pain just...
Burnt ends.
Hearing the story. Luckily, she did fine, but she was laughing. I was laughing.
How does it pop out?
It never has.
Well, that's what I said. This will teach you to wear something a little bit better.
Yeah, a little more.
Rather than your negligee when you're cooking breakfast.
A little more foundation. Yeah.
A little more foundation.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, God was good to her in that area if it could hit the...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Kerplop.
Yeah. That's the wrong fried eggs.
But I have to tell you, I also, in the wound center, I had an elderly woman who fell asleep with the heating pad on her.
Oh.
And came in with a... burned to her breast.
Oh, really?
And she was great. She was 94 years old. And she
most
was
actually in a while.
She was so cool because the second time I see her the week later, and I said, "Hey, girlfriend, how you doing?" And she turns to her friend and says, "Just like a man, second date, he's hitting on me." 94 years old.
Wow.
How cool is that?
I didn't realize a heating pad can do that to you.
Wow. I had no idea. I had none. Yeah. No idea.
Heating pads can be dangerous.
Really?
Well, now I know.
She had warm milk, I'm guessing.
Watch where I put them.
Yeah.
Trapper Don.
Good morning.
Hey, Trapper.
How are you guys? Good?
Good. We're good.
Good. I was milking a skunk with a brand new needle, you know, taking the essence, and I had drained one gland, and I was on my knees in the woods at my little table. And I slipped.
Hold it. You're on your knees.
Milking a skunk.
Milking a skunk.
Is that a metaphor for something else? I was milking the skunk in the woods.
Is this a new one on your back?
I have not heard that one yet.
His eyes are wide open.
I crawled in, and I had kind of slipped on my knee and stuck that brand new needle right through my finger. Completely through.
Through.
One end out the other.
With the skunk juice?
And I just. What's that?
With the skunk juice on it?
You're not milking.
I had already drained the juice from the first gland into the bottle.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was all kinds of good stuff on that needle.
Oh, jeez.
And I just, on my knees, just looked with the needle hanging through my finger, and I pulled it out, and I pulled the glove off, my latex glove, and the blood just started squirting everywhere. And I guess because it was a pinhole in the pressure. But I took a ride to the emergency room. I was more concerned about rabies or distemper.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just gave me a little little antibiotic shot.
Okay, so the headline is you were milking a skunk in the woods and stuck a needle through your finger.
Right, this is why every time I see Don, if you scare him, he turns around real quick.
He's part skunk now.
Lifts his leg up.
He just freezes.
I really got to ask the question, why would you milk a skunk?
I know.
For cereal.
I know.
That would be the first thing I would say to the emergency department. What were you doing?
Why are you milking a skunk? Yeah.
Right.
Well, you take the juice, and us trappers call it liquid gold because it's you sell it because it's very attractive to other wildlife like fisher and a
little behind the ear.
Okay, so if I go to your house and have cereal, I don't have to worry about it.
It's their gene to take.
But I thought I'd call in with that one. It may not be the best, but I know it's the only one like that.
It doesn't matter, and
it's unique.
Very original.
And yes, it is.
In the running for the Howie Mandel tickets. Thank you, brother.
You got it. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hey, you as well. Thank you.
You too. Linda from Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, ironically, my story happened on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I decided to cook a 25-pound turkey in the cheap aluminum dollar store pan.
Uh-oh.
And I'm barefoot. I'm taking the turkey out of the oven. The pan buckles, of course.
Oh, no.
And all that gravy goodness landed on your feet.
Yes, yeah. The day after, all the skin on my foot was peeling.
Ugh.
And ER visit. I had second-degree burns.
Oh, no.
What kind of wine do you serve with that?
Yeah.
It's wine and cheese.
With a boot. No, I had to walk around with a boot for like 2 weeks because of this. It was pretty bad.
No.
Yeah, burns to the feet are not fun. Burns anywhere are not fun.
Yeah.
But the feet and the hands are the worst.
Yeah, could you use those?
Now, those are patients who would end up eventually in my wound center.
Although the burnt boobie, that had to be pretty painful, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, eventually in your wound center.
Well, because we'll see them in the emergency department originally, treat them, and say, you're going to need follow-up care. Well, you can't keep coming back to the emergency department.
Do they go
see
you?
So we say, go to the wound center. And we'll treat you there.
Yeah, okay.
And it works.
That sounds painful.
It does.
But what do that
you
hurts.
Do? Let's just say that happens, right? What do you do immediately? Cold water?
Butter.
Yes. Yeah.
Butter?
No, not butter.
No?
No, cold water.
Parquet?
Yeah. And actually
margarine?
Right. I can't believe it's not butter.
He's got all those packets from the China. He's loving them.
Taste the buttery goodness on my feet.
You really want to do is cool the area.
Where did you hear butter?
Cool Whip.
Where did you hear butter?
I was always told put butter on a burn.
Have you ever heard that, Doc?
I've heard it, but we don't recommend it.
Oh. Does that make things worse?
Well, they always say also take the burned area and touch your earlobe with it. But if it's at the top of your foot, I'm not double jointed over here.
Whatever happened to cold water?
I don't know.
I feel like butter's not sanitary.
We're just talking off the air. I met him at the Palace, and we're going to bring Frank in from the Palace. In a second?
Yeah.
Wow, what a bunch of laughs we had.
Oh, yeah?
I met this guy. I'm like, you got to come on the show. You're fun.
I want a t-shirt that says Wound Center. Wound Center. Just something manly.
Now,
I go to the Wound Center. That's right.
You pick up a lot of girls with that shirt on.
Wound Center, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, you know, stub toe here. We're talking deep wounds.
Is that where you met your wife?
No, I met my wife in the emergency department. I just stepped down his chair after 30 years of the emergency department, chairman of the emergency department.
Wow.
Wow.
So I met my wife. She is president and CPO of United Way of Greater Waterbury.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And, oh, God, it's 15 years ago. She needed me to do a favor for her.
Uh-oh.
And said she had a big donor that she was trying to get a little more money out of. That's what you do.
Yes.
And said to me, can you make me a cast? Because the guy kept saying, you're breaking my arm.
Oh,
I see.
You're breaking my arm. So she said, if you make a cast for me, I can put fake dollar bills on it, leave it in his office and say, don't make me do it.
Yeah. Oh,
and I
that's
said,
great.
Sure, but you'll have to go out for a
Is she still
me.
Doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good because she's very good at it.
I bet you want you to wound him.
I need this guy to wound him.
Because I'm going to break his arm.
Right.
And then I'll need the cast.
And then I'll see you in the wound center.
I need you to wound this guy for me.
No, you're going to have to go for a glass of wine with me.
Nice.
So she said, okay.
All right, that's a good payment.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I, you know, of course, she came down with all her girlfriends because that's what girls are.
Right, smart. Exactly right.
She's smart.
She's right. smart.
Just and, in case.
So it was a committee. You were evaluated by a committee.
Absolutely.
Yes.
How'd you do?
The well, board director.
Yes,
did
I
good.
Did okay. We're
yeah.
married.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, day three, we'd got out again, and then we went out again. And
so first date was a glass of wine. What was the second date?
Second date was sushi.
Nice.
Okay.
Because we both love
during
sushi.
During the day or at night?
At
I
night.
Did sushi,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you advanced from glass of wine with the committee to sushi.
To solids,
at night,
yes.
Just right. you and her.
As a matter of fact, most of my friends knew her as sushi because I didn't say who I was dating. Okay.
Okay, so that was her code name.
Right.
Code word sushi.
Third date, we were out and she had told me how much she loved to travel. And one of my best friends of Largate Travel, I know they've been on the show.
Yeah.
I called them and I said, I know I'm going to Africa. Can I book someone else? Sure. So I booked her on the trip. I go to the third date and say, you know what I did? I booked you to Africa with me. And she just stared at me saying,
like, are you nuts?
Are you crazy?
Right.
I am not going to Africa with you. Well, fast forward 3 months later, we left for Africa.
Did you play okay. Toto behind you?
Oh, that is great. Yeah, because if I'm on a third date and I hear
Africa,
you're going to Africa with me.
Yeah. So I'm going to a different continent.
I'm what?
After an 18-hour flight,
I have a feeling I'm never coming back.
Right. Yeah, meat tenderizer. I take a walk. And the lions eat me.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's great. Then how long after that were you married? Or
about 3 years later, we were engaged and married.
So you knew by the third date you
I
were
said,
in.
This person's is it. Spectacular.
Yeah.
Absolutely spectacular.
Good for you. You knew you needed to lock it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to let that fly so long.
No, that's it.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm like, cue the music.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to Africa.
Was this your first dance?
Right. They had a safari theme.
Should have been.
Everybody had pith helmets on? Yep.
Scott and Monroe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
So I do tree work, and I was up in the bucket truck, and I was using the chainsaw, and the chainsaw kicked back and hit me in the forehead.
Oh. Did he call you Linus?
Oh, yeah.
A line across the forehead. The
so I had
strike.
To go to the, emergency room, and then they... The doctor was like, oh, shit.
Well, you can't say that.
You can't say that. My bad.
Oh, caca.
Caca.
Thank you.
And then he had to send me to a plastic surgeon.
So hold on one second. Hold on. I'm thinking the worst thing you could say as a doctor when you walk in and see a patient is,
oh, caca.
You got to act like, well, I've seen this. You're going to be okay, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot worse than that, I'll tell you.
Well,
yeah.
The wound center, they specialize
actually,
in this
stuff. I just took care of someone who had a chainsaw accident on his foot in the wound center.
Oh. Well.
And he's lucky he didn't lose his foot. You know, what happens is he hits in it.
Yeah.
Lefty. Back.
Yep. Oh, chainsaws. So dangerous. Have you ever walked in a room, saw a patient, and said, oh, S, out loud?
No, I'd have walked in a room and said, whew. Oh, my.
Ho!
You know, I mean, I actually sent a patient years ago over to get an x-ray, and I said, also, we're going to send the foot over.
Nice.
And the x-ray tech said, the foot's not attached to the leg?
Right.
No.
No,
we're getting some assembly required over here. It's like IKEA. Got to read the Swedish instructions and put the foot back on the bone.
Okay, so did the foot ever go back on?
No.
No,
it just wasn't worth it.
It's now in his office.
You're much better off doing a clean amputation.
At the wound center.
And that's why you sent the foot, just to see where you're at?
See if there was anything was there and where it was at, et cetera.
If you see what he used to keep his door open in his office now. Is that a foot? Yeah. Interesting story behind it here at the wound center.
It also holds down papers on his desk.
Exactly.
Wow. That's nuts. So you could kind of tell, though, as soon as you look at it, like, yeah, it's probably not going back out, but let me check with an x-ray.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All calmly,
I want to be 100% sure.
Radiology tech was not happy with me.
Yeah.
What do you mean the foot's not attached?
This is why. You got to wear clean underwear, you know, have your feet clean all the time.
Exactly, Ashley.
Because you never know.
Yeah. You know, you say that, Chaz, but clean underwear or not? If you cut your foot off, it may not be so clean.
This is true.
That's true.
This is true.
And then you tell the doctor, you know, when I put them on this morning, they were clean.
They were clean, but I cut my foot off, so now they're dirty.
What are you saying, Phil? Three?
All right. Okay.
Ken in Wallingford. I'm sorry, Ken? Yeah, Ken.
Hello, yep. Ken.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
We're good, thank you.
So this is a little bit of a different story. So it landed me there, but it was for somebody else, because of me, more or less. So I was in college, Johnson & Wales, Rhode Island, 2004 to 2008. Halloween comes around, everybody dresses up, everybody gets crazy. You got about 7 colleges in about a 20-mile radius. I'm a scarecrow, and I happened to link up with this girl. She was some type of zombie princess costume, fake blood all over the place.
Okay.
So one thing leads to another. We have a great night. Long story short, we end up together. Next thing you know, we're having sex. She's got fake blood all over the place. As far as I'm concerned, this is part of the costume.
So
one thing leads to another. Everything kind of settles down. All of a sudden, she says, "I'm on my period." And I said, "Okay." Now I'm looking down. I'm like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "I don't know if this is fake blood, real blood." She said, I had a tampon in.
Oh my god!
And I said, "What?" She said, "What?" She said, "I had a tampon in. Where is it?" And I was like, I don't know. I'm looking on the floor. I'm looking around. There's no tampon around.
You got her pack like an old-fashioned gun.
Oh, God.
She's a musket.
She's like a musket. Exactly. That's a holy clothes. Like, moly. I said, what do we do? And I was like, I guess.
Hold your ears and push.
Down here, right?
Hold your nose. Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Hold your nose and push.
I'm no medical professional. I'm half in the bag. She's half in the bag. So I guess let me take a look. So I'm looking. The OBGYN.
trying to examination.
So I don't. Now I'm literally covered in blood, and I'm like, this could be fake blood. This could be her blood. This could be.
Can't tell.
Long story short, there's no tampon. So I'm like, holy, we gotta go to the ER. Turns out this girl is doing an internship at Providence Medical.
Okay.
We go to Providence Medical. we go to Providence Medical, and they had to go. It was up there. She was stuffed like a musket.
Isn't there an escape rope?
Attached to that? No, there's not.
I thought there was a little rope.
They had to go in there.
Yeah, but not when it's that far up. You can't reach it.
You ever get a call in the morning and you say, well, I've never heard something like this before?
This will be one of those calls.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I ended up there, you know what I mean? That's because I was, the other part of the equation. But, yeah, that's a story that I'm not sure. It's never happened to me again, thankfully.
Mm. Well, good.
I figured I'd call it in.
Oh, she was packing.
All right. Well, she turned everything was fine, right?
Yeah, she's good now.
Everything was fine. The tampon was found.
There you
okay. Was there a second? Was there a second date?
There was not.
Oh. Yeah, I wonder why.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, seriously. He's not very observant.
Man, that's a very unique story. All right, thank you, brother. And everybody say, hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Frank is the CEO of the Palace Theater in Waterbury.
Nice. My liege.
You know what? I'm kicking myself right now. Why didn't we contact the Palace like months ago? And say, why don't you guys have like a rock band there Friday night, December 10th, when we do our toy drive?
Oh, see.
We have them play our toy drive that morning, promote the show, and then they're at the Palace that night.
Well, they kick too hard, get the wound center.
See, we're working on next year now.
Right.
Putting it in the calendar right now.
Look at
right.
See,
good to go.
He's all over it.
Yeah. Very good. What's coming to the Palace?
Oh, geez. I have to tell you, we have a lot of holiday stuff coming. First, it's great to be here. And sadly,
nice to have you.
Oh, thank you. And sadly, I cannot compete with Dr. Jacoby's ER stories. So we're just going to do theater stuff. Yeah.
That last call was...
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. That was different.
That was stellar.
Was very, very different. But
Popcorn.
You see it all.
Yeah. Right. So we get off the air, right? We're all like, wow, we didn't expect that one.
Like stunned silence.
And the
yeah.
doc's like, we've seen it all.
Nice.
nothing gets us.
Yeah, the wound center, for Christ's sake.
So we went from packing the musket to milking the squirrel or whatever. Milking the skunk.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
Skunk.
Don't forget the fried eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
And so what I think, you know, a perfect opportunity would be like our first show coming up, you're going to poke your eye out, right? So we have the Christmas story coming in.
Oh, okay.
And so
okay.
My perfect segue to ER. Yeah, exactly. We have a Christmas story coming up. It's coming December 4th. If everyone loved that movie, you know, Ralphie and the Red Ryder shotgun.
Fajili. Yep.
Fajili, exactly. Chinese food on Christmas. I mean, all that perfect. that show's coming in December 4th. They're teching the show right now. So a cast of characters is in our building. So it's pretty exciting.
They're there.
Oh, cool.
There. Well, why don't you send one of them by the toy drive? Oh, no, they're going to be gone by the 10th, right?
They'll be gone December 4th, yeah.
Damn right. It.
Darn it.
Well, damn it.
Well, maybe Peter and I will do the toy drive.
Yeah.
If we warned them, they had to stay an extra week.
Who's going to be Ralphie in the bunny suit?
Yeah, we got to.
Hey, Doc. Need a favor.
I have to tell you, I'm on call for the Palace at all times.
What, they fell off stage again?
Yeah, Doc, you're involved with the Palace, right?
Yes,
you're
I'm the chairman of the board.
Yeah, nice.
Grease the end of the stage.
It's a great crew there.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if you've been there recently.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
It's a palace.
And it is a palace.
So they say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the cool stuff is that, quite honestly, Chaz, since you were there last, I think you were there for our first performance,
yes.
Right? That was Bronx Tale, Chaz Palminteri. It's been a month and a half. People are walking through the door. People feel comfortable coming back to the theater. So we're telling everybody, come back, go see live theater, whether it's here, whether it's our friend Jimmy Coplick at the Oakdale. Go enjoy live theater again. We're back. The doors are open. It's safe. There's good entertainment to be had. So, and we're right down the road. Up the road, right in Waterbury. So people should be joining us.
And then on the 11th, you have Woodbury Ballet.
We have a Nutcracker. Always have to have a Nutcracker during the holiday season. So
again, Wound Center.
Those are the wrong nuts.
You're just supposed to crack that nut. What's the matter with you?
Well, thank you guys so much for coming by. Doc, thanks for the stories. Frank, thanks for the hospitality at the Palace.
Got to come back. Got to come back.
Oh,
gotta
I'm
come
ready.
Back. Seriously. Dinner's on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
wear it or?
Let's bring on Tom Cantone.
Right.
Grand Poobah, Mohegan Sun, Sports and Entertainment. Good morning.
Johnny's calling me to the couch. I can't believe it, man. I'm honored. You waved me over.
You own the couch.
Yeah, really. You own the whole studio.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are things at Mohegan Sun? We were just talking about the Palace Theater in Waterbury, and things are back, and you guys are back full swing, right?
Oh, we've been. I think, to be honest with you, we were back before anybody else. Since June, I think we would start to rock and roll. I mean, we're going to do for the year about, 97, almost 100 events, 50 or 60 concerts, 40-some sporting events, 400,000 people. Probably going to be ranked when the rankings are done, I think any minute now, number one or two at least in the world for our size.
Nice.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah, in the world.
It's a big place.
The top three concert markets is New York City, Mexico City, and Uncasville.
Really?
It almost doesn't make sense. I mean, when you put that in a sentence, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, we've been crushing it.
Because it doesn't until you go there.
Yeah, go.
When you go there, you're like, oh, this makes sense.
I totally get it.
I can see why it would rank high.
Seriously.
Well, look at last month. Last month, we did 80,000 people come into concerts here. With two Sebastians, two Harry Styles, Blake Shelton. You know, we did the Monkees Farewell. We did the Doobies.
Did people show up for that?
For what?
Monkees Farewell? Monkees?
Yeah, it was close to sold out.
Wow.
It was sort of their farewell. I mean, there's only two Monkees left, you know.
Right.
But they're great guys, you know, wonderful guys. And
almost sold out. Wow.
I miss Davey. He's from my hometown.
And
he had a horse farm.
Really?
In my hometown near Harrisburg. So, great guy. And then Old Dominion and then Machine Gun Kelly to end the month. We had a crunch killer October. And we were, get this, during the 25th anniversary with Harry Styles and Blake Shelton, we had two of the biggest names in the country, two A-list names. We were the number one trending story on Twitter.
Yeah. I was going to say, there was a weekend where you couldn't open your phone without seeing some celebrity, local personality, one of my friends, someone at Mohegan. I was like, wow, I think the whole state in country is at Mohegan Sun this weekend.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody had the same idea.
Yeah.
I think it was the Harry Styles weekend.
Yeah.
It was great. Well, Harry put on a great show, and we added a second show because of the demand. And it was really a crunch time for my crew, though. I mean, Harry was on a Thursday. We had a load in and load out, and then load back out for Blake Shelton on the Friday, load back in for Harry Styles again, you know, on the Saturday, and then we flipped into another show. It was nonstop, but guess what? The crew, you know, all they said was, we're exhausted and tired, but happy. Because there was a time when everyone was sitting at home.
Right.
And they couldn't wait for the crunch day like that, you know. So, you know, it's a blessing, to be honest with you, to be back like that. And so, to answer your question, we never went away. We were the only arena open in the United States at one time.
Wow.
And that was with the Viacom residency when we were broadcasting live Showtime boxing and Bellator MMA and all that to the world. So we never closed, guys. We never closed. We got Innovator of the Year, the arena, because of that. And, you know, it's really a compliment to the men and women who run that room. And, you know, they don't get credit enough, you know, and for the dedication.
Well, you give them a lot of credit, so that's good. It comes from the top.
Exactly.
Well, we're a family here, and it matters, you know. And so, yeah, we're back. We got the rest of the year looking good, you know.
What's coming up that we can grab for the toy drive?
So here's my thought. All right. I know, Johnny, you called me over to the couch for a reason.
Yeah. All right.
So here's my
thought.
Shaking
you down.
Right.
I love it. No, we love helping you.
You always do.
You know, I forget what we did last year. It was really cool, but
it was a concert of your choice plus a hotel room.
Well, what about this? What about this? We can still do that. But if you want to do New Year's Eve with the Beach Boys and get a hotel room that night and dinner for two at Michael Jordan's, that's a package that's worth a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. Hotel, Beach Boys, dinner. Not just dinner.
At Michael Jordan's. Yeah. I throw in Michael, but I think he might be busy.
Yeah. Selling Hanes on the way.
I thought that's a great package.
New Year's Eve.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, to end the year with Mike Love and the Beach Boys. How cool is that? I mean, you know, I'm sending you some good vibrations on that one.
I'm getting them.
Yes.
Are they on stage at midnight?
No.
Yeah, that's good. You get to go out.
We do them earlier in the evening so everyone can then bring in the new year where they want to.
That's, what's that called, that big area with the giant waterfall and
where the Chihuly is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's that giant glass thing.
It's like Times Square.
Yes. That's
it's like Times Square.
Perfect place.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, you guys do a whole deal there. It's like confetti, big countdown or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You didn't get my last Beach Boy reference.
Daddy takes the T-Bird away. Yes.
All right. Don't worry, baby. I'll be all right.
That went right by me.
Yeah.
Gonna have fun. Did that get used yet?
Yes.
Hey, man.
He just did.
Get around. That's why I'm doing this for you.
I'll bring my little Deuce Coupe.
So
I'll be in Kokomo.
You know, God only knows you will.
John Stamos. Yeah.
Wow, that was a good one. God only knows.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you like that?
Yes.
Yep.
Big time.
Okay.
What do you think that's worth?
It's over $1,000.
Nice.
That's got to be over $1,000.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, first of all, A, you can't get a room. B, you can't get a reservation at a restaurant.
Right.
And, you know, and I'll get the best front row seats to Mike Love and the Beach Boys.
What?
It's great.
Oh, boy.
Did you say front row?
Front row. Which I don't like, to be honest with you. I'd rather be elevated a little bit.
Jazz is going to bitch.
He might call you up. You know, one of my greatest thrills, and I wrote this in the book, was many New Year's Eve ago, Mike called me up, it was New Year's Eve, and I had them, and they were playing fun, and he calls me up to play the drums.
Nice.
And I couldn't believe it. It was a pinch-me moment. I went, oh, my God, I'm playing with the Beach Boys.
Nice.
It was wonderful. That'll be hard to top. But he points to me, because he warned me. He said, you know, I'm going to call you up someday. I said, Mike, your Beach Boys songs are intricate. You know, it's for a drummer. And at the end, how can you screw up? Because everyone's drunk anyways. It wouldn't matter.
True, yeah.
No one will know.
Which one did you play, Fun?
I played fun. That was it. That was one of my biggest thrills, to be honest with you. You know, because
a lot of
celebrities have been called up. You know,
yeah.
I'm not a celebrity, but
when you started in this business, weren't you booking like Sinatra at the casinos and stuff?
Yeah, back then it was, you know, the Vegas stuff, you know, Steve and Edie and Sonny and Cher and all that stuff. So I was a walk-on. I came into Atlantic City and I looked at all this and I went, you know, we got to do contemporary stuff. We got to bring in today's stars. And so I signed Eddie Murphy. At the time, he was the hottest guy in the country. I mean, just movie star, Saturday Night Live, magazine covers, everything. And he wanted to do stand-up. So because of a relationship I had with his manager who called me and said, he's going on tour. He wants to come in and see your showroom and all of that. We're a casino. That's not his audience. So
this was New Jersey, right?
Yeah,
City.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, at the Sands, and I spent weekends with him. He would call me at all hours, say I'm coming, and his entourage, you know, his posse, like 20, 30 people, and I had to put him up. But I spent time building that relationship and convincing him that our showroom, which was small, would be a cool, intimate play for him, and we did, and it broke the mold. It broke the mold. I mean, Vegas went, what's going on?
Right.
The Las Vegas Sun even wrote an article saying, the new entertainment capital is Atlantic City. So once that door opened, here came all of them, you know, that just flooded in. And we did it. We took criticism. But I felt, you know, everybody was tired of the same old stuff. So
right.
I seeded in, you know, today's, you know, pop culture. And it was the next generation in our building already having fun. So it was great.
Can you get Eddie to come to the toy drive?
Well, guess what? You know, Eddie may go back out again.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So based on what you were just saying, my guess is a Mohegan Sun show if he does.
I'm hoping. Yeah. We should be in play with him. But because,
you know something, Tom, like if you think about it, where can he go to work out and act in front of an audience without people tweeting out the jokes? And
true.
It's almost impossible for someone like him to work something out now in front of a real audience.
Yeah.
To craft the material.
But they go to the clubs, you know, they work out their stuff at the clubs and then their material and all. And
yeah.
But I think when he rolls out, it's going to be huge.
Huge.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I've got about, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 great, you know, names already teed up for next year. Half of them hit, you know, we're going to continue this dynasty that we've created here because
it's a monster.
We created this decade of excellence, and we were included in Billboard's decade of the top venues in the world for the decade.
That's
so
crazy.
The team here called it a decade of excellence because, you know, like a big sports franchise, we continue to win and do well, and you know our name's out there, Mohegan Sun, because of it. It's
brother,
really great.
Thank you. It's an honor to call you a friend.
Yep.
And I appreciate you always stepping up for veterans or toy drive or whatever we
always
ask you for. So
thank
we got
you.
Front row seats, Beach Boys, New Year's Eve, plus dinner in a hotel room. Wow.
Nice.
And then,
nice, right?
And then you said a show of a person's choice, good seats to a show of your choice. So that'll be
absolutely
a second.
Nice. Just let me know. We'll make it happen, and we want to bring smiles and hope and happiness to people today. We that's the best vaccine of all.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, have a great brother. One. You know, I just feel sorry for those 46 million turkeys on death row.
Don't tell them.
Yeah, yeah. Let's keep it secret.
They're going to a party.
That's how many we eat. 46 million.
That's
Are you
lot.
Kidding? It's crazy.
Okay, you want to talk about this for a second? How do we feed 300 million people? And I know some people are food deprived, but how do we feed this entire country every single day? And when you drive around, there are homeless and there are people who are hungry.
Yeah.
But there's no one who's like dying of starvation on the streets of, at least that I know of, in this country. How do we do that? How is it possible that we can feed that many people every single day? Isn't that insane?
Well, what hurts
Lucky,
me,
I guess.
What hurts me is I believe like one in five kids in Connecticut goes to bed hungry. And that's my kryptonite, you know, to know that a kid is hungry. It happened to me at a store. I was behind the lady with three kids, and she only had like bread, peanut butter, and something else, and she didn't have enough. And the kid was picking things, and he's hungry. And of course, I took care of it, but it made me realize, you know, that's all she had.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look at prices when I go to the supermarket. I'm blessed. So, you know, but there are people though, guys, that have to watch every penny. That's why when they go to fill their gas up, you know, it's $50. Something's going to suffer,
right.
You know, food or whatever, rent, you know, so whatever we can do to help, you know, everybody, that's our mission.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our mission.
Well said.
Well said, my brother.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Right, thanks for having me on the couch.
Rock legend Gary Hoey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gary!
Isn't he the best?
Yes.
I said hi, Chaz and AJ and Ashley. That was like producer. That was Wawa Talk watching. Anyway.
Oh. I heard it. I understood.
Yep.
You understand that language. You watch Charlie Brown.
No, that's her anomaly.
Hold on. Can you have a conversation with AJ with the guitar?
Yes.
I have no idea what you said.
Wow, that ended a lot faster.
Where's that money you owe me? No, I'm just kidding.
How much money? See, that's why I understand you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You went deaf.
I did.
How's everybody doing?
Not bad.
Great. I'm wishing that you were doing stage one in Fairfield like December 10th.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's our toy drive.
Why is that? When you could come down and see me?
No, I could always come down and see you.
Right.
The 10th is when we're doing our toy drive, and if you were in town, I would twist your arm.
We had a blast last time,
yeah. Yeah, it was amazing.
I know. I'd love to come down with you guys when you do your live things. It's always so fun, and now I'm on the road when you're doing it, which stinks.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're back on the road.
Yes.
So that's just that means people are back, you know?
I'm so thankful, too. My son might stay in college. You never know.
You can stay in school now.
What year is he in?
I said, kid, learn real fast because you might be out in a week.
Absorb as much as possible.
Yeah, find some seniors and steal their books quick. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. But, yeah, I'm excited for you guys. When is it? December 10th. Is that your toy drive?
Yep.
Yeah.
And where is it happening?
Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. Can we get an autographed guitar out of you?
Get an autographed guitar?
I'll buy the guitar. All I need is you to sign it.
Yep, absolutely. I actually can get, I think I can get you a discounted price, too.
Nice.
The folks at Fender. So let me talk about that with them, all right?
Oh, a Fender.
Nice.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll send you the money because it'd be easier rather than me buying a guitar, mailing it to you.
Right.
No problem. We'll work that out, you know, or you can, you know, we'll work it out in buffalo wings and beer or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Buffalo wings and beer.
Oh, you're easy.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Careful what you wish for.
So, Gary,
hey, you haven't hung out with me, man. I eat a lot of wings and I drink a lot of beer.
Nice.
Right. Rock star.
My kind of guy.
I don't know about that. White or black?
I'm teasing.
Either white or black, please.
I like, what is it?
No, for the guitar. I'm sorry. I haven't even gotten to promoting you yet.
Right.
I'm still on what I need for the toy drive.
It's about us, God damn it.
I know.
It's all about you, baby.
I know. I ask a friend on so I can help promote some gigs, and then I'm hitting them up for stuff. It's all for
the
kids.
No, don't worry about it. You know what? We need to help the kids. We need to do good stuff. It's all good. You know, I have a guitar. I have some guitars that I found that I'm giving one away on my website on Christmas Day, which I do every year. And if you check out my Facebook page and stuff and my homepage on GaryHoey.com, it's like red Christmassy metal flake. It's so cool.
Excellent.
Like that. Because I can get you one like that.
Done.
That sounds nice.
Done.
All right. So
done,
it looks
done,
like
done.
Christmas. It's so cool. So I'll get you one like that. And, yeah, my tour starts Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Nice.
I like where it starts.
Yeah, I'm so happy. So happy back playing, just to get out and do shows with people again. Like, we played a little bit in October, and to just get out, you know, just to play on stage, it feels so incredible. and then to come after the shows and see people. You know, I'm coming out and talking to people and just, you know, seeing folks again. It feels great. So we're going to be out there doing a full tour across the country and, you know, encourage folks to come out. I know we have, I think our show at Stage 1 is December 5th, actually, at Stage 1. And December 1st, we're at Infinity Hall. So if people want to come out to Infinity Hall or Stage 1, man, we're psyched.
Infinity Hall is awesome. Have you been there?
I've played there. It's one of my favorite places to play, actually. They just, I don't know, the way they built it, it was built for music, and they have just great stuff, great food, too.
That
I love
theater
the food
was built before sound systems, so it was built specifically acoustically to clamshell the sound out. But Mark Twain was on that stage.
Really?
Wow.
The acoustics are beautiful.
Full of history.
That's what he said, too. The acoustics are wonderful. He played guitar also. Boy, you
should
have heard
him.
Yeah. He did a tutu with Wayne. Yeah.
Infinity.
No, the acousticals are great, man.
So Infinity Hall, December 1st. Stage 1 in Fairfield, December 5th. And then Daryl's House, November 28th. Are there tickets available for that? How does that work? That probably goes pretty fast, right?
Yep, it's coming up this Sunday, actually, this coming Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, they do tables, you know, they do a bunch of tables, and then they do some standing around the bar. So they actually squeeze some people in there. I don't think it's sold out yet. So people can probably still come out. Another place, a great place to see a show is Daryl's House, and the food's great, and it's just intimate. So I'm really, really excited about that.
Okay, are there still tickets available for that, do you think?
I think there are still tickets available. Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
I would think that one goes fast. Like everyone wants to go there.
Yeah, that's the in place right now.
That's a music place.
I mean,
built
I'm
by
saying that
lover.
It could be sold out. I don't know, but I don't think it is.
I got you.
And you know, it's you know, we'll squeeze them in, man. Come on.
Yeah.
We'll make
stack
it happen.
Them.
We're talking to Gary Howie. Greg. Oh my God, the most amazing guitar player ever. And he's coming around. Three shows around here. So Daryl's House, Pauling, New York, Infinity Hall, Norfolk, Connecticut, and Stage 1 at Fairfield. Awesome.
Yes. And I'm going to get you a guitar.
Go.
I know. I feel kind of bad about that, but I don't. I'm going to tell you how much money we raised for that, and you're going to feel all Christmassy inside.
Exactly. Warm feeling.
And fuzzy.
Besides alcohol.
I saw the picture he was talking about of the guitar that he's thinking. It is beautiful.
Really?
It's like red. It's got like that glitter base underneath the cherry red paint. It's very Christmassy. It feels
metal
awesome.
Flake. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like what Santa's sleigh would be painted flake. With.
It's beautiful. I fell in love with it. I actually bought three or four of them because I did, you were talking about raising money for the guitar. I did a thing with a food bank recently with another station that, I auctioned off two Zoom guitar lessons with me, and you also get a guitar. It comes with a guitar and with a Zoom.
Why don't we do that?
So we raised like $3,000 for two guitars and two lessons, which I thought was amazing. How many people were going to feed with that? Right, so
$2,000,
$3,000. We raised like $1,500 per guitar and per Zoom lesson is what we raised, but it was an auction type thing, you know.
Yeah.
Where people were bidding for it, you know, and it's all going to the good cause, you know. I didn't even get a beer out of it, but anyway.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Shelly's hope.
But that's what we did, and it's really cool. So for me, you know, I'm happy to do this. I'm happy to help.
And you're going on that Rock Legends cruise.
Awesome.
Yep.
In February.
Leaving on the cruise again. I'm so happy in February.
I've done that before. I've been on it twice.
Forward, my good friend's going to be on it.
Yeah. This one's sick. Sick.
Yeah, Don McLean. Who else is on? I can't remember now.
Deep
but,
Purple, Styx, Don Felder, Randy Bachman, Lita Ford, Warrant, The Outlaws, Don McLean, Eric Gales, and many more.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I don't know if people like cruising, but, man, I've done a bunch of the Rock Legends cruises. I host the All-Star Jam on Saturday night. And for people that love music, man, go on a music cruise. It's so incredible because you get to see like 30 bands and half of them you've never seen live before. And you're walking around and you're seeing somebody in a lounge and then on the deck and then, you know, in the theater. It's really amazing.
I got to let you go, but you are so right. We walked in, saw Pat Travers at 10 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, boom, boom, out goes to like 10:15 in the morning. We walk out. It's like still sun up. We're like, wow, we just started.
He was snorting whiskey, drinking cocaine.
Yeah.
So do it, people. Go on a cruise. But guys, happy holidays, and let's talk about that guitar. We'll make it happen.
Thank you so much. You too.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.